Live from the studios of KQNA, the talk of the Quad Cities.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule.
It's time for Talk of the Town, Soup Scoop, with Prescott Unified School District's Soup of Schools, Joe Howard, and Assistant Soup, Marty Reed. Today's Talk of the Town is sponsored in part by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott College, Elite Reflections Salon & Day Spa, Augie's Restaurant, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, A&E Reaper Graphics, Foothills Bank, Barrett Propane, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott Brewing Company. And now, here are your hosts for today's Talk of the Town Soup Scoop, Joe Howard and Marty Reed.
Welcome to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide on KQNA.com. Good afternoon, I'm Joe Howard with my co-host today, sitting in Rebecca Horniman, sitting in for Marty Reed. And here we are on Soup Scoop. Each month we like to highlight our PUSD students, teachers, and staff. Our schools have a big impact on our Prescott community, and we like to take some time on Soup Scoop to give you a peek of what makes PUSD a great place to learn, work, and play. And we have some amazing people on our show today. Today we'll be talking to our Granite Mountain 5th grade teaching team, Kelly Suggs and Paul Helmkin, both master teachers, and some of their students about a great program called BizTown. Wait to hear this. You're going to love it. We will also be talking to the Prescott High School CTE coordinator, Jennifer Woods, and assistant principal Clark Tenney about the upcoming Freshman Academy. We welcome all of our guests today and look forward to sharing some great programs and experiences with you on the Soup Scoop.
In our first segment, we will be talking with Granite Mountain School teachers, Ms. Kelly Suggs and Mr. Paul Helmkin, and fifth grade students Ari Rouston, Luke Moore, and Layla Arich. And you won't want to miss hearing more about BizTown program and experience that they just had a couple weeks ago. We will also hear from CTE coordinator Jennifer Woods and assistant principal Clark Tenney from Prescott High School, giving us the scoop on the Freshman Academy and what to expect for incoming high school students next year. We have a great show today. You are listening again to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM.
Oh, man. Well, I know how to do
it. Yeah. In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. We support a lot of local activities, and the Kiwanis Auction is one of my favorites. Help the kids and get some great deals by tuning in to the Kiwanis Auction weeknights, March 25th through April 5th, on Cable Channel 64 between 7 and 10 p.m. You'll find great deals on dining, golf, tools, vacations, jewelry, sports tickets, and more. You can get almost anything at the Kiwanis Auction, and yes, you can even buy propane. From Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Pale Apricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty Manzanita Red Ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back to Soup Scoop. Our first guest are Granite Mountain School teachers, Miss Kelly Suggs and Mr. Paul Helmkin, and three of their fifth grade students, Ari Rouston, Luke Moore, and Layla
Alrich,
thank you. Yeah.
What a crew.
It's a legendary name.
Yes,
hey,
thank
I'll tell you.
You
what, it is, of course it's yours. It is hopping here in the studio. It's so nice to have you all in here. It's like we got the coolest kids in fifth grade in here right now, and definitely the coolest teachers anywhere around, all in here. And then we've got brothers and sisters and moms and dads, everybody watching us. Too bad this is not TV. But listeners, you're in for a great show today. We're here talking to Granite Mountain teachers and students about BizTown, but let's get to know the crowd just a little bit here. Mr. Paul Helmkin, you've been with us in PUSD a long time. Will you tell us a little bit about your teaching background and how you came to be where you're at now in fifth grade at Granite Mountain?
All right. Thanks, Joe. My name is Paul Helmkin. I'm a fifth grade teacher at Granite Mountain, and earlier, before I came to Granite Mountain, I taught at Miller Valley. I came to Prescott in 2001. And before that time, I worked on the Navajo Reservation, and I worked there for 4 years. I got my teacher certification at Fort Lewis in Durango, and that pretty much sums up my experience. 20 years teaching, I've learned a lot, still learn each and every day. I make mistakes like maybe once every year or so, right?
something
like that. Yeah. So it's just a great job because you never stop learning.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And Kelly Suggs? So glad to have you here, another master teacher in Prescott, and thank you for teaching my children.
You're welcome. They were a pleasure.
Well, tell us a little bit about your teaching background and how you came to your current position at Granite Mountain.
Okay. Well, I feel like I must be the old-timer here because...
You are.
Yeah, thank you. It's my 27th year teaching this year. I started teaching in Atlanta, Georgia, and taught there for 12 years. And I taught kindergarten, first and second grade. And then I made the big switch to Arizona and moved over, and the big leap grade-wise, and I moved to fourth grade, which was absolutely fabulous. And then when we had the big switch with all the schools changing, I decided it was about time to start something new. And so I became a fifth grade math and science teacher, and Paul and I were lucky enough to be partnered together. I think we work quite well. So
for the most part.
Yes, except when you don't agree.
I hear great things.
We hear great things.
And I see great things. It's always fun to stop by and see both of you. I mean, your classrooms are just rocking and rolling all the time. So, Paul, would you tell us a little bit about this topic that we have today, BizTown? I know we've talked about this before in the studio, so hopefully we have some listeners that remember. But we're at another round with it, and it's quite a neat thing. Tell us what it is.
Yeah, we love this program. It teaches kids about money. It teaches kids about job interview skills, how to get a job, how to apply for a job. It teaches kids how to, for example, carry a checkbook and keep a check register and make sure that they're spending money that's actually in the account. Right, guys?
That's important,
yeah,
you guys.
Yeah, that's huge. It teaches about the flow of the economy and what the economy is in our society and the importance of it. It teaches about taxes and why we need taxes. Why do we need taxes, guys?
For school.
Thank you very much. Excellent.
There you go.
We rehearsed
that's
that
a pretty important
one. So anyway, the kids have a great opportunity to essentially take out a business loan They apply for jobs. They get into their own businesses. Of course, they have to go through that job interview first. And so we bring in some old friends, Bill Munson, who used to be a principal.
Oh, yeah.
And Craig Spillman, also an educator, and then another buddy of mine from the private sector.
Yep.
And they come in and they interview these guys, and you guys have to go through that interview process. And you guys can talk about that in the next segment, but that's really a big part of what we do, is just kind of getting you guys used to that. Those adult feelings where you have to sit in a job interview and you have to be a little nervous at times and maybe have sweaty palms and all that kind of stuff. And then they go through the job interview, and then they get placed in their jobs, and then they begin working in teams with each other. And ultimately that culminates in the experience of going to BizTown, where they are in charge of that business. They're in charge of paying off that business loan. They're in charge of making a profit, working together, getting along, taking breaks, covering for each other, all that stuff that we have to do in the so-called adult world.
That 30-minute lunch break.
Right.
Go to the bank, eat your lunch, go shopping.
They got to wait in lines. Yeah,
there you go.
They got to wait in lines.
Now, this is a piece of Junior Achievement, am I right? Some of our listeners may be familiar with Junior Achievement, but they put that on, and then our very own PUSD Education Foundation helps fund this, so a shout out to them. But
absolutely.
How many years, how many years have you guys been doing this?
Well, this is just my fourth, because this is my fourth year teaching fifth grade. So, but you've been doing it for many more years.
Yeah, we did it at Miller Valley for, I want to say, maybe 12 years or so.
Wow.
So it's, I mean, we've been it's established.
It's something that we've. Something
part
that we do in PUSD.
Part of the fabric of PUSD,
absolutely. Kelly, anything else on the preparation for this? I mean, how does it tie into our standards, and how does that prepare them for this experience?
At about the same time, in math, we're working on place value and adding and subtracting with decimals and regrouping. And so that goes right along with keeping a checkbook ledger and making sure you don't overdraw. So that was really important. So that was it's a nice tie-in with
that. Definitely.
And really, it's a great way, I think, to begin the year, because you jump right into the teamwork necessary to open up your own business, you know, being entrepreneurs. And so that's a big aspect of the program, is kids working together to be successful, paying off that loan.
Yeah.
We'll be saying that over and over again. Mm-hmm. Got to pay the loan. Got to pay the loan.
Absolutely. So, Layla, what was your job? Oh, my gosh. We're going to get into details in a minute. Ari, what was your job?
I was the mayor.
The mayor? Right here in the studio, ladies and gentlemen, the BizTown mayor. Nice. I can see it in your eyes. Luke, how about you?
I was a town treasurer that worked for the mayor.
Ah, very good. How was he to work for?
Okay.
If the listeners could only see your face. So, Luke, tell us a little bit more about, as the treasurer, what were you responsible for?
I was responsible for printing out the employees that worked at the town hall's salaries. I also did have to pay off the bills and do the taxes there. And sometimes the mailbox would get so heavy with a bunch of bills to pay that it got a little bit stressful times, but I got it all paid off. Then on my break, I saw what I want, and then I got it, because I see it, I like it, I want it, I got it, am I right?
Nice.
Wow.
That's awesome.
I have to say, Mr. Howard, that we chose, Kelly and I had some say in the jobs that the kids got, and so if you were a CFO or a town treasurer, those were kids who we knew were going to be grinding it out all day.
Working hard.
That is probably the most difficult positions at BizTown. It's taking care of that money, being CFOs, and I was looking at you. It was pretty intense that time, right?
Yeah, that's why I got Employee of the Day.
What? Employee of the Day?
From me, so you're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you.
The mayor, Ari, right here, gave that to you. Okay. So, Luke, what would you say was the more challenging part of your day at BizTown?
Well, I'd have to say kicking it off in the beginning part, because it was a little bit scared because I didn't really know what to do, and I was just like starting getting ready, like with on the computer and things like that and paying bills. But I eventually got into the hang of it, and then I enjoyed myself the rest of the day.
Nice. Yeah, you know, you kind of enjoy yourself once you know what you're doing and you know you're making a difference. I think that that goes for all of us adults and everyone when you're out there in the working world. You want to do something you enjoy.
So for our listeners, BizTown obviously takes class in our place in the classroom early on, but the BizTown experience is just one day. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So there's a lot of prep work that we do just leading up to that special day.
Sure.
For sure.
And where is BizTown? Is it here in Prescott?
Phoenix.
It's in Phoenix, yep.
Technically. Where is it?
Tempe.
Tempe.
Oh, the
right.
Mayor would know. The mayor knows all the details.
They want to associate with Tempe. I don't know.
The whole fifth grade loads up on a school bus and takes the field trip down there for the entire day. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Good. Luke, one more question for you, and then we're gonna talk to the mayor and the CFO over here after a break. But tell us, what was your very favorite part of the day?
I'd have to say that the best part of the day was going shopping.
Nice. Yeah. What'd you buy?
I bought British banana stamps, and I got a lot of food, and I got food from Raising Cane's.
Nice. Very good. Very good. Well, we're gonna head towards the break, Rebecca.
Stay tuned, because up next we'll continue on with Miss Suggs and Mr. Helmkin and their students Layla, Luke, and Ari, talking more about BizTown and talking in depth about their jobs.
Can't wait to hear more.
Yep, you are listening to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at kqna.com.
This April, get in on all the action happening at Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel and spring over for our Eggsravaganza clearance sale. April 24th through 26th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. in the Gathering Event Center. Just earn 200 points and select your choice of gifts. Redeem up to 5 gifts daily. Spring in and haul off some new swag. Only at Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel. The perfect place to play.
Must be a Castle Club member to participate. Management reserves all rights. Must be 21 years or older to game. Limit up to 5 gifts per day.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Warriors Heating and Cooling, Owls Auto Body, the Prescott Brewing Company, Wallach and Volk, Yavapai Block, Prescott True Value, Country Bank, Home Furnishings Direct, Cable One, Amco, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Barrett Propane, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, and Grand Canyon Financial. The D-backs host the Boston Red Sox Friday at 4 on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
AuggiesPrescott.com, the Go Feed Me page. When you've got a hankering for the great taste of Auggies, go to AuggiesPrescott.com. Check out the menu and all the great happenings. Fill your calendar with Auggies exceptional events and make reservations online. That's why it's called the Go Feed Me page. AuggiesPrescott.com, the place to dine on Highway 69 or online. Auggies Frontier Village and AuggiesPrescott.com.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Soup Scoop. Joe Howard here, and I've got Rebecca Horniman sitting in today for Marty Reed. And you're listening to the Soup Scoop. We thank you so much for tuning in. We're talking to the Granite Mountain fifth grade teachers, Kelly Suggs and Paul Helmkin, along with their students, Layla. And also Luke and also Ari. You've heard a little bit from them. They are absolutely amazing. We're going to hear a bunch from them in a few minutes. But you know what? Listeners, they're brothers and sisters. We got some brothers and sisters here who are kind of just watching, and we thought, boy, we need to get them in to say hello on the radio. So, Rebecca, who do we have here with us?
Welcome. Can you tell us your name on the radio here?
Lincoln.
Lincoln. And where do you go to school, Lincoln?
Abijah.
What grade are you in?
Fourth grade.
And who's your teacher?
Miss Williams.
Miss Williams? What do you like learning in Miss Williams' class?
Probably figurative language.
Figurative language?
Nice.
Very nice.
Good answer.
Good answer.
Well, thanks for being on the show. And his twin sister?
Chloe.
Hey, Chloe.
Chloe, what grade are you in?
Fourth.
And what school do you go to?
Abijah.
You guys go to the same school then, huh? But you have a different teacher, right?
Yes.
Who's your teacher?
Miss Carr.
Miss Carr. And what's your favorite subject in Miss Carr's class?
I like doing multiplication and You got it.
It's harder to say on the radio.
It is hard to say on the radio.
And I like division and stuff and fractions.
She's good at math, just like her older sister.
Math girl, that made Miss Suggs happy there. She'll see you next year.
Well, your sister's doing a great job on the radio. You ask her a bunch of questions about BizTown because you're going to be going there pretty soon. And we look forward. We'll have you come on the radio. Sound good?
Sure.
We'll get you back in here. Thanks. And then Luke's brother's out there. He's a high school student. I don't know if we could get him in, but he's on Footloose this week. So that's a play that our drama program's putting on up at Prescott High School at Roof Street Theater. The Footloose play will be playing Friday, Saturday night at 7 o'clock, and then also a matinee on Saturday.
Tell us
your name, young man. We just got him in here.
I'm Anthony Moore.
Anthony Moore, and what's your grade level? And you go to Prescott High School, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm in ninth grade.
Ninth grade, and tell us about your role in the play of Footloose.
So I'll be playing the uncle, Wes.
And you're singing and dancing and doing it all, right?
Yep.
Nice. Anything you want to shout out to our listeners about getting out there for Footloose?
Yeah, just come see the play Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7 o'clock.
They're going to love it.
Oh, yeah.
Is it as cool as it was in the movie theaters when I was in 7th grade?
It's eye candy for sure.
Nice. Very cool. Eye candy. Come on in, folks.
You'll love this, Mr. Howard. Before Anthony leaves, he is also on the mountain bike team at PHS.
Oh, was that your pivot sitting out in the parking lot?
That's my mom's, actually.
Ooh, I want to talk to your mom about that. It's a nice bike, man. All right. We'll talk mountain bike, and we'll get you in on the show.
All right, thank you.
Hey, thanks for coming in, siblings.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. All right, here we are back talking about BizTown, and I think we're going to save the mayor for last, don't you think, Rebecca?
I think that's a good idea. He looks like he's patient.
He's patient, and he's got a lot to talk about, so we can make sure he's got plenty of time. So that leaves Layla to tell us about CFO, and she looks like she was a good one.
Well, I did CFO for FastMed. What we did there was we gave kids checkups, free checkups from different businesses. They can come in, we can give them a checkup. What we usually would do is we had this big die that we would roll, and usually it would have some kind of thing to do on it. So some people landed on 5 push-ups, 10 jumping jacks, and it got their blood pumping, and then we would check their pulse, their height, and then we'd check their eyesight. And what would I do? I would keep track of their... I would usually help them with the eyesight and pay the checks and the bills and all that came in. And usually I kept everything organized.
Very nice.
She says usually, but I think she was right on that thing.
There's no doubt.
And the CFO of FastMed, is FastMed a hospital, right?
Yeah.
So it's important to have medical care in your community, Mr. Mayor, to have health care available for your town and your citizens.
Yeah, definitely.
Layla, what did you find challenging about your job at BizTown?
Well, when I looked in the mailbox, there's so many bills, and I had to keep them on track. And if I forgot to pay a bill, then I would have to repay it before everything else. I did, but sometimes I would have to send other people to the bank.
Okay.
And,
little delegation?
Yeah.
Nice.
Basically, it was challenging, but I got it. It was fun.
What kind of skills that you've learned at school helped you with your position as CFO?
Well, I learned how to pay bills off.
Yeah.
And learn how to use checkbooks.
Right.
And the adult life, which is really fun.
What type of math did you have to apply to that work?
Well, we had to do adding, because we had to add all the things we bought together, and then we have to pay it off.
Right.
And then sometimes subtracting and multiplication. It was easy.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's good to hear.
Is that something that you think that you might pursue as a career? Something in the medical field, or
really
something
fun
as a CFO to manage people?
A lot of the kids, they wrote down their top 3 choices. You know, there was want ads, right? And so every kid had an opportunity to choose the top 3 jobs. And was that your top job that you wanted, Layla? Or?
I wanted FastMed, but I wanted to be the CEO.
Oh,
the boss.
And they delegate. Uh-huh. They delegate even more.
Right, right.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, next time maybe you'll take that position, right?
We had to pull Layla aside and basically say, Layla, you're so good at math, and we need you in this position. We kind of had to, you know, talk her into it a little bit, but she relented. And
I'm glad I did it. It was fun.
Cool.
Mr. Helmkin, what kind of timeline does it take for you to go through this, the whole hiring process, the interviewing process, and setting all your students in their positions?
Once we get to that unit in the curriculum, that takes about 2 weeks or so. We really try to prep them for those interviews. They practice with each other. They have evaluation sheets where they test each other on. What, guys? What did you guys practice? Do you remember?
Looking in the eye.
As you shake their hands.
There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shake your hands firmly. Don't really move around while you're talking to them. Yeah.
Not lying about anything.
Not lying, no.
Like, but yeah, the handshake is huge, right? We really practice those handshakes
handshakes with each other.
We did.
Bad practice.
We still practice.
Very good. I mean, those are super important life skills. Good, good. What was your favorite part of the whole day?
Well, I liked being organized because I love being organized. And why everyone's at break and it's supposed to be my break, I kept on track and I'd still pay off those bills.
Wow.
So we're not all, like, all low and, like we need to get stuff done. We already got it all done.
No breaks.
No
you stayed
breaks.
Right. And you liked that. That was your favorite part.
It was fun printing out
stuff. That you just stayed with it. That's awesome.
Well, technically they had breaks, but Layla insists that she didn't take them because her business was just too busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But did you pay off your loan?
Yes, we did.
You did.
Yes.
That's great.
Congratulations. Nice work.
Yeah.
I'm still working on a couple of those personally.
And my CEO, she gave me the employee of the day.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Well, that's super cool.
It was fun.
Well, it sounds like a great day. Mm-hmm. And while you're talking, it's got me thinking about the next segment. We're going to be talking about this program called Naviance that you all will learn a lot about starting in seventh grade. Because it's all about helping you find the career that you want to put your time into in college or in CTE programs. So stick around and listen to that next segment. We better talk to the mayor.
That's right.
Before we run out of time here.
The mayor.
The mayor's in the house.
The mayor of Biztown, Ari.
With a new haircut, if you could see it.
Very handsome haircut. Ari, tell us about being mayor.
It was really fun. I got to go around Biztown and look at businesses to find the citizen of the day. There was two, a male and a female, and I looked and I asked CEOs who they thought were really outstanding and respectful and were organized. So I picked one CEO, and I think I picked like a CFO because the CEO is super nice and like organized and seemed calm and stuff.
Doing a good job for your town.
Yeah.
So a mayor is usually an elected position. Mm-hmm. Is that the same in Biztown?
Yeah, it was. It was pretty funny because everybody
Tell us about that, Ari.
Tell us, Ari. Tell us, Mr. Mayor.
It was funny.
The election process is always interesting.
Because everybody had, like, wrote speeches and memorized them. And when we were listening to the speeches, I was, like, writing one down, so I didn't prepare at all. But I still got elected. I think I spoke to the people.
You spoke to the people. What did the people want to hear?
They just wanted to hear that they had help, I guess.
That they had help.
They wanted to see someone up there smiling.
Yeah. All the other ones were just pale. And he was good at his job, and he kept us all citizens.
Well, and it certainly takes a bit of charisma, right, Ari, to have that position, and so I think that's what put him over the top ultimately, even though he was not prepared with that speech. But I think he's learned from that, right, Ari?
No.
Do you wish you were more prepared for the speech?
Not really.
Well, it worked.
A kind of off-the-cuff kind of guy, I can tell? You had it all up in your head. You didn't need to write it down necessarily.
Not everybody can do that.
Not
that's
everyone
skill,
can do
man.
That.
I'd be so scared. Yeah.
For sure. Well, what did the day look like?
Well, I had to sign a lot of bills. I had to go from the mailbox and return bills to companies. I gave two speeches, one opening speech and one closing speech.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I picked, like, the I think the business of the day and the citizens of the day.
Yeah. What was your focus of your closing speech? Like, were you kind of complimenting people and thanking them for their work, or what was that like?
Yeah, for the most part, I was telling all the businesses that gave their that paid off their loans.
Yeah,
and there's only one business that didn't out of, I think, 10.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was. He was handing out all these.
No names on that one.
He was handing out all these certificates to all the other people he would call up.
The CEOs had little short speeches in between those.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So Ari, as in hindsight, as you look back at that day, any inspiration on future careers, or have you thinking maybe where you want to head with your career path?
Yeah, I was thinking about politics a lot, and I wanted to be a wildlife lawyer.
Very cool.
Defend the animals.
Love that. Yeah. Love that. What was your very favorite part of the BizTown day?
I liked it because I got free video interviews, and everybody else had to pay for them.
Oh, there you go.
That was pretty cool. There were TVs in all of the businesses, and so anytime someone was being interviewed, they were on live TV.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But for them,
it was advertising. For most of them, it was advertising. So they had to pay for it, basically.
A lot of it was advertising.
We advertised a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Has BizTown changed over the years that you've been doing it, Paul?
Sometimes the facilities have changed a little bit. The names of the businesses, the sponsors, those kinds of things have changed. But the core program has been pretty consistent.
Yeah.
You know, just teaching kids how to manage money, how to have great ideas and become entrepreneurs and open up their businesses. And
navigate a workforce environment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All that kind of stuff. I'd be greatly amiss if I forgot to mention that we had so many parents that volunteered for this BizTown program. I mean, they came down and they helped the kids in their businesses. The parents were hands off, but I mean, they were there if needed.
They helped us get on track if we forgot how to do this or this.
Yeah, there was like one chaperone in every business that was an adult.
Because they knew how to do it because they already learned it, and we are learning it earlier than them.
Pretty cool, that's kind of PUSD style. We couldn't do nearly what we do without our parent support, our community support, and I think we have a level of it that not very many communities could compare to, for sure. So we have 850 volunteers in PUSD.
Wow. Incredible.
Yeah. So, having been a teacher myself or a coach, a lot of times you could sort of sum up the day by the behavior, or not the behavior, but just the feel on the bus. So, Kelly, I would ask you, on the way home, what was the feel on the bus? I mean, were they wiped out from all the work, or were they super excited and chatty about all they learned?
I think they were pretty quiet.
It was so hot.
You guys were exhausted.
We were not exhausted. We were driving through the middle of the desert with no air conditioner.
I was sweating so bad.
And there's no water. And I was under a lot of pressure. I forgot what it was, but someone was pressuring me to do something, and I was scared in the desert alone, sitting
on the bus.
Yeah.
We're gonna bring you back to help us with the next Bond and Override when we're talking about the buses that we need.
It's so hot. There's no water.
My backpack leaked and spilled all over my electronics.
Luke might follow his brother's footsteps and perform in the theater next year. Is that
absolutely
right?
Absolutely. Well, the good news is this. Thank you, taxpayers and bond dollars. Five buses rolled into town last week. Much needed. Mm-hmm. Much needed. And so next year's BizTown will be air-conditioned.
Yes.
What? Is that a promise, Mr. Howard?
As much of a promise as I can make, Mr. H.
It was really hot down there.
Well, listen, what a fun half hour here this morning, or this afternoon, on the Soup Scoop. What a great group. We just want to thank Luke, Ari, Layla, Paul, and Kelly. Thank you so much for being here today and telling us about BizTown. I want to be a fifth grader.
It's so fun.
It is.
You guys are wonderful.
We got lucky with
Granite Mountain fifth grader.
Nice. Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, when we return from the break, we'll have another great PUSD program for incoming high school students. I referred to it earlier. It's called Naviance. It's about career and college choices. Jennifer Woods and Clark Tinney will talk to us about the Freshman Academy at Prescott High School. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Soup Scoop on the Talk of the Town, 1130 a.m., 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at kqna.com. You guys help me say it. We'll be right back.
Right back.
Say it.
We'll be right back.
Ah, thank you.
Peace out.
Back, right.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Plants are a lot like puppies. They need air, water, and food.
You wouldn't forget to feed your puppies, so don't forget to feed your plants.
Water 744 All-Purpose Plant Food is a gourmet meal for your plants.
The only food for Arizona plants with the nutrients they need for big blooms, a hefty harvest, and tremendous trees, all naturally.
It's time to feed your plants with 744 All-Purpose Plant Food from Waters Garden Center in Prescott.
Well, you know it's spring when you hear that. New life in the form of little fluff balls called baby chicks. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals and Healthy Chicks. Now's a great time to renew your backyard and barnyard with these fun little guys. Actually, most are fun little girls that will eventually lay the best eggs you've ever tasted. It'll be a one-stop shop because Olson's also has everything you'll need to keep them warm. Feed and water them, bed them down, and great advice to make sure that they grow up healthy. Check out our website, olsonsgrain.com, for each store's chick selection. On a different subject, on Sunday, March 31st at 3 p.m. at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center, the Phoenix Symphony Orchestra and the Yavapai Symphony Association bring you a fascinating exploration into some of the best examples of works by two of the preeminent composers of the classical period. Three pieces by Mozart take us from the depths of despair to the heights of joy. Franz Schubert's Arpeggione Sonata was composed originally for a bowed guitar and will be played on cello by Talia Buchbinder of the Phoenix Symphony Orchestra. Call the Yavapai Symphony Association office at 776-4255 for tickets.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Some Arizona motorists are still finding their favorite gas station has run out of fuel.
We're looking at kind of a culmination of things that have created this perfect storm that ultimately have resulted in some stations running out of gas and other stations that have responded by having to increase their prices.
Michelle Donati from AAA Arizona says pumps at some Circle K and Fry's gas stations have gone dry due to several issues.
It's really impacting an entire region. So it's not just even Phoenix, but Tucson, parts of New Mexico, El Paso. There isn't a shortage of ethanol, but flooding has caused delays in getting it to its destination. And so no ethanol means no blending, which also leads to tightened supplies.
Donati says this is the time of year for refinery maintenance, and there have been problems getting ethanol to refineries, largely because of extensive flooding across the Midwest. A beautiful, mostly sunny and breezy week continues, cooling overnight to about 39. Highs tomorrow through Sunday in the low to mid-60s. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, very breezy Thursday and Friday, highs reaching the mid to upper 70s by Monday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling after bedtime to near 45. Daily highs in the mostly sunny low to mid-70s tomorrow and into the weekend, and very breezy tomorrow, highs reaching the mid to upper 80s by Monday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Wednesday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town Soup Scoop continues on KQ&A.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. We support a lot of local activities, and the Kiwanis Auction is one of my favorites. Help the kids and get some great deals by tuning in to the Kiwanis Auction weeknights, March 25th through April 5th, on Cable Channel 64 between 7 and 10 p.m. You'll find great deals on dining, golf, tools, vacations, jewelry, sports tickets, and more. You can get almost anything at the Kiwanis Auction, and yes, you can even buy propane. From Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Get connected to your medical records with a YRMC Care Connect account. YRMC Care Connect gives you one-stop, secure access to your YRMC medical records on your smartphone, tablet, laptop, or desktop computer, anywhere you have an internet connection. If you've received care from YRMC or one of its many organizations, including YRMC Physician Care, you can establish an account. It's easy and it's free of charge. Quick and easy access to your medical records is important for anyone, including people with chronic conditions, parents of young children, frequent travelers, and folks who find themselves in a medical emergency. Learn more at YRMCCareConnect.org. Tell your YRMC healthcare provider that you want to establish an account, or contact YRMC's Health Information Management Department.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town. I'm Rebecca Horniman, filling in for Marty Reed today, and I'm here with Superintendent Joe Howard. Today, we are talking with PHS Career and Technical Education Coordinator Jennifer Woods and Assistant Principal Clark Tenney about PHS Freshman Academy and all that's going on at PHS over there in the CTE program.
Well, and I'm just sitting across the table here, proud Superintendent of Prescott Unified School District, looking at Clark Tenney and Jennifer Woods and saying, how are we so awesome? The way that we're so awesome in PUSD is we have incredible, amazing human beings working for us. And two of my very favorite here, the list of things that these two folks do would take the rest of this show and the rest of this afternoon. But we're going to concentrate on a couple things today, career technical education, and also we're really going to talk about our freshman academy. But Jennifer, you know, we were just talking at the break about how what we just looked at with BizTown and all these kids and Mr. Helmkin and Mrs. Suggs, and how your programs kind of take it from there.
I have to tell you, Kelly and Paul and all of the crew, all the fifth grade teachers over there at Granite Mountain are paving the way for all of the college and career readiness that we are doing at the high school and beyond. So what they're
love
doing
that.
With the interviews and the applications and throwing them into a career and giving them real life experience, this is what we're doing, and this is what we're driving the kids with. So thanks, Kelly and Paul and all the Granite staff.
Yeah, yeah, awesome. And Freshman Academy is all about that. We'll get to that in a second. But, Jennifer, again, as I said to the listeners, you do so much being in charge of CTE and CTED and working with those kids at Prescott High School. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what we have to offer at PHS?
We have an amazing CTE career and tech education program at PHS. We have currently five programs on campus. We have our business, we have our auto class, we have film and TV, we have our computer networking, and we have our digital communications just on our campus.
Yeah.
The students can also take courses off campus, pre-engineering, aviation, welding, through the Mountain Institute consortium that we have with them. So there are so many incredible opportunities that the kids can get in high school, and then they can figure out, do I want to continue on the college track, get some more college experience before I hit my career,
yeah,
or do I want to hit my career running? So it's an incredible program and incredible opportunities, and the teachers are dynamic, best teachers around the area. So,
no doubt about it. Well,
no doubt.
We're super excited about the leadership you put into it in the last year and the direction that it's headed. So we could have a whole show on that someday, yeah, or two.
Sounds good.
Mr. Tenney was able to brag about that on the world stage a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're going to talk a little bit later about the recent experience I had in Finland. But one of the things that I learned that was ancillary to the Finnish education system itself was an outgrowth of the fact that I was there with nine other administrators from across the United States. We compared notes on a whole number of things, picked each other's brains. How do you approach this? Got some great ideas. in a number of areas. But one of the things that I learned, came away with, was that we are blessed in Arizona. A lot of ways we lag behind in education due to the funding that we've got compared to other states. But as far as career and technical education, we are leading the pack here in Arizona. Our legislators have been forward-thinking in that area. We've got some great folks and terrific programs that get kids not just ready for college. That's one major thing that we do, but ready for a career right away in some cases. I'll give an example of my own son, who was part of our CTE program. He was part of our computer networking program at PHS while I was teaching at PHS prior to becoming an administrator. He learned some great things there, got some certificates, could have gone straight into an introductory tech-type job. He took that, put it in his pocket, and used that as a springboard for him to go into electrical engineering with an emphasis on robotics in college. He's just graduating here in a couple of months, and we'll be starting off making more money than I've made in my entire career.
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations.
And I'll start at PHS.
Yeah, absolutely. Started at Prescott High School for our CTE programs, and that really is the kind of thing we see. We see kids go directly into careers and find a niche that just really works for them. We see kids use that as a springboard, like I say, for higher education that really leads them to success.
And what a great way. I mean, he could have taken those certificates, kind of paid for some of his college, because college nowadays is very expensive, but it gives you a certificate. You can take that job, work your way through school, and then continue your education. So many different avenues now that the kids can go. Lots of
so many options. And some of those jobs that they're certificated for that they walk right into, those businesses will pay for their college in a lot of circumstances.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Yep. And Joe, you mentioned to me kind of a foundational word for our CTE program. It's about options. It really is. Prescott High School is about options. There's a lot of great schools in town, but some of them are kind of niche schools. If you want just this and you know that from the time you're 14, okay, terrific. You're in the right place. But Prescott High School gives a tremendous number of options for kids to find what really is them and what's going to carry them forward in life.
Absolutely.
And that can segue into Freshman Academy.
Absolutely.
Because what better way to figure out what you want to do is take this Freshman Academy course in the fall.
And I'll tell you, after a 4-hour district leadership team meeting, which is, the principal's trying to figure out budget or this or that, one day in the fall, Mr. Tenney and Mr. Goligoski came into my office and said, "We have an idea." And I said, "Oh, yeah. That's why I hired you guys, because you have good ideas." And so they launched this idea to me, and it's been so neat to watch it develop. Clark, tell us how this thing has come together.
Sure. Yeah. So, I mean, it's absolutely the case. This is not original with Mark and I. We don't wake up in the middle of the night and say, "Hey, let's do something that no one has ever tried before." This is a program you'll find a parallel to in a lot of other schools, Chino Valley High School.
Right. Something that we weren't doing. So
absolutely.
Now that counts as an idea.
It's been happening successfully in a lot of places. We're going to make it our own. It's going to be, it'll look very much like Prescott High School with our stamp on it.
Beautiful.
And with our kids in mind, for sure. But there are a lot of places that have programs for new students into their schools, ninth graders, to kind of get them grounded, to help them develop skills that will be helpful to them throughout high school, learn about the programs in that high school. A lot of them have a particular emphasis on the CTE programs that we're really interested in introducing to kids. And so we tried to take all of those elements and see how can we blend this and how can we make this work for our school. One of the challenges we had was something we were facing regularly in Arizona. Boy, budget-wise, we're not in a position to say, let's add this, let's add that. We've got fewer kids in Prescott all the time, which means fewer dollars for our schools. So we wanted to look at doing it in a budget-neutral way. We found a great way to do that. We're enthusiastic about the ideas we've got going forward.
Well, that's super exciting. Now, I know there's a big piece to it that I want to mention. Both Rebecca and I are on the executive board, and we're founders of the our very own foundation, the Prescott Unified School District Education Foundation. And I know that they worked with Prescott High School and Mile High Middle School, and they have helped us to find a program called Naviance. They're paying for it for 5 years, and that's a big piece of this. So I'm not sure which one of you knows most about it. Clark, would you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Neither of us are experts at this point. It's relatively new to us. But
right.
I will say this. The background is that we have offered for a long time college interest types of things, career interest surveys, pointing kids in the right direction for careers, but it's been kind of piecemeal. Do a little bit in ninth grade, a little bit here. This paper comes home to the parents. This paper never made it home because it was in the kids' backpack, things like that. And we wanted to bring that all under one umbrella in a way that parents could access readily, that would interface well with the digital options that are out there for kids as they look into colleges. So We looked at various programs with the help of our PUSD Education Foundation folks, and as we looked around and talked specifically with other schools and learned best practices from them and whatnot, we talked with several schools that are like ours, Flagstaff, Deer Valley, some other places down in the valley that said, we use Naviance and we can't imagine life without it. It is terrific. Now, there's a lot to this program. Like I say, some of the key pieces are helping kids explore their interests, seeing how that matches up with a career, what that looks like in terms of education they'll need, where those educational options are available post-high school, what sorts of things you'll need to do in high school to be prepared for that, et cetera, et cetera. And we're just kind of peeling back the layers of this at this point. We've got kind of a test group of about 40 kiddos from a range of families at Prescott High School that are helping us kind of discover the various elements of Naviance and how we'll use that going forward. And again, we're just so grateful to our PUSD Education Foundation for giving us the idea of, boy, as parents, we'd sure like to see this under one umbrella, and then making it possible in terms of funding. That's huge for us.
Naviance is a very comprehensive software program. Then I know that there was discussions with the school district and the Education Foundation about really introducing it as early as seventh grade for both parents and students. We felt like the school district really felt like that was a key age and grade level for kids to understand their interests and line up the classes that they are required to take if they are interested in a certain field, so that by the time they're a sophomore, it's not, whoops, I forgot to take, you know, whatever class, and there might be a makeup or something like that, but they really are on a path to reach their goals at the end. So Naviance is a great comprehensive program.
Well, and you know, that ties right in. You mentioned how middle school kids, We're trying to help them understand what their options are as they come into high school. And I think that's what this Freshman Academy is really going to focus on. We've always had a tough time figuring out how to get all the programs down to the eighth graders to talk to them. So, Jennifer, would you tell us how Freshman Academy is going to introduce these kiddos to all of their options?
One of the things, as we started talking about Freshman Academy and what we want it to be, one of the things that I kept on thinking about, what was I like in ninth grade? And I was taking the classes, taking the courses, thinking I wanted to do this, but not really knowing who I was as an individual. And nowadays, you can take all these interest surveys and career-type surveys and personal surveys. So my idea is to have the kids start figuring out who they are. And that changes over time, obviously, you know, who you are. But, you know, core things like, you know, are you a social person? Are you an academic person? Do you like to be in the spotlight? Do you like to sit behind a desk? Mm-hmm. So figure out who you are as an individual. Now let's look at careers that match that. Instead of saying, well, I think I want to be this,
right,
but I don't have the skills for that, or
yeah,
I don't have the temperament for that.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of start with, you know, identifying who the kids are, know who you are first, and then we're able to look at the careers.
How does that match up?
Right, college, this class, that
yeah,
class.
Yeah.
That self-awareness at ninth grade is super important,
right,
anyway, and
right,
I think a skill to be learned, that's great. The other thing about it is you're offering a step to be involved in the school, right? There's ways to understand how it is to be a Badger.
Right. And one of the things that we kind of learned, too, is that, you know, there's so many opportunities at high school, and kids really don't know, like, what should I do? What should I take? So this is where we're going to introduce sports, clubs, academic, outside, volunteer, everything possible, so they'll have a good understanding and then be able to pick and choose. I like that. I want to go there. I do not want to do that.
And I feel like I'm a Badger right when I enter
right,
high school.
That's right. Absolutely.
I knew I'd want more time with you guys, but we're running out of time here.
I know.
Darn it.
That was a short segment.
<Yep. laughs>
So when we return after the break, Joe and I will be talking with Mr. Tenney again about his Fulbright scholarship that he received and took him to Finland this spring break. We will hear from Clark about some of the other schools around the world and doing what PHS does to offer students a world-class education here in Prescott. So stay with us. You are listening to The Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Thank you. We did it again. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back. It's been a great Soup Scoop show on KQNA's Talk of the Town. I'm Joe Howard here with Rebecca Horniman. She's sitting in for Marty Reed. And we've had just a fun show today, and we still have Clark Tenney with us. We're so honored to have Clark. He is one of only 10 educational administrators in the U.S. to receive the Fulbright Finland Scholarship. Clark, congratulations. We're awful proud of you.
Thank you. I was honored to be selected for that.
Well, tell our listeners a little bit about what the Fulbright Scholarship is first before we get into some of the details. We have a short time, and we're going to get a lot of info out of you.
Yeah, absolutely. This was generated in the United States Senate years ago, the funding for this, and it's basically an exchange program that we the United States, do with 160 different nations around the world. Largely teachers being exchanged from one country to another for various periods of time to cross-pollinate good ideas. I was fortunate to be one of the first high school administrators who was asked to be a part of this program, and it was a great experience for me.
Super fun. So you just give us a quick rundown. We just got a couple minutes, but we would love to hear from the time you hopped off that plane, what did that look like for the time that you were there? How long were you there, a week?
I was there for 10 days.
10 days.
And Finland is well known as having one of the best education systems in the world, so much so that they get about 60,000 what they call education tourists a year, people who come just to look at their schools and say, how do you do this? How do you accomplish what you accomplish? We were given unprecedented access. Instead of like, oh, here's another group of people, they set it up for us to go to universities, to talk with people, to dig in, and we got to spend 10 days seeing what makes them tick and finding out great things. And the idea was each of us to bring back to our own states and our own districts to help our kids maybe do some things, look at things in a different way to help kids succeed.
Clark, I know there are a couple opportunities for people to look at some of your blogs or things like that. How can they take a look at some of the work that you've done? Through the Courier, would you say?
Yeah, great question. The Daily Courier was super in reaching out to me, doing a little preview article, and then asking me to publish a blog with them, and they did that. I've had a chance to present on the high school level. I'm presenting at the library on May 7th to the Association of University Women here in Prescott, and I think we're going to be having in May an opportunity for me to do that with our school board as well. So if folks are interested, they can look in any of those places or contact us at the school.
And you're also all over the PUSD Facebook page.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
And we will get that even more information out on the Facebook page and website and all of our venues to let folks know when they can come hear Clark talk more about this. And I'd like to have you back on this show for maybe a couple of segments. Well, we've had a wonderful Soup Scoop today. We had the Granite Mountain fifth graders with Miss Suggs and Mr. Helmkin, and we learned a whole bunch about BizTown, a great trip that they took. And then we had Jennifer Woods and Clark Tenney talking about the new Freshman Academy and Naviance and those great things, and just heard a tiny bit about Finland and Clark Tenney's great trip there. There will be more on that later. Thank you so much for tuning in. The next Soup Scoop will be a special graduation show on May 1st. Don't miss it, 4 o'clock p.m. You've been listening to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 a.m., 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at KQNA.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.